I'm joined by our diplomatic editor, Julian Borger, who's in Munich, where talks with the Syrian opposition and the UN and the US and possibly Russia are due to take part tomorrow. Julian, are we any clear about whether Russia will attend these talks?
Well, Sergei Lavrov is expected here in Munich. What is in question is whether he is going to take part in some four-way meeting. At the moment, his ministry is saying not, but it does seem to have been Mr. Brahimi's, expectation that there would be this four-way meeting. So it's a bit in doubt, but what is clear is that Brahimi and Al-Khatib of the National Coalition and Vice President Joe Biden will be meeting here tomorrow. The question is, will Lavrov be in a room outside and meet Biden and Brahimi separately, or will he take part?
Why are Russia being coy about their participation?
Well, they do not want to confer legitimacy on the opposition at a time when they uphold the position and they are backing the Assad government. They would see this as possibly the thin end of a wedge, a slippery slope towards some kind of recognition where they have tried to hold the wall, hold the line on that issue.
Are you any clearer about the Syrian opposition's stance now to negotiating with the regime? Have they changed that?
Yes. My understanding is now that something that was initially just Mr. Al-Khatib's position, and he put it up on Facebook, and so there was some question over whether this was belonged to the National Coalition, or which is personal. But I understand now that in Cairo, the National Coalition have signed on to a change in position that the opposition are not making the Assad stepping down a condition of entering exploratory talks with his regime. Previously, they would not consider contacts with the Assad regime without prior resignation, abdication of President Assad. That now has changed.
And does that represent a significant shift?
Yes, because it opens the door a bit. It creates a bit of room for Lakhdar Brahimi to try some diplomacy and get the Western government and the opposition and Russia more or less on the same page. It's been all the diplomacy since Geneva has come to a full stop because of this fundamental difference on whether Assad should be part of any kind of transition. What is striking, and the other major development over the last few days, is it's emerged that Lakhdar Brahimi, in briefing the Security Council this week, interpreted the vague Geneva Agreement last year as making clear that Assad would not take part in a transitional government. In other words, sort of siding with the Western interpretation. Now, how Russia is going to respond to that is still unknown.
Well, we've carried the full text of Brahimi's statement to the Security Council. Apparently, Russia rejected the idea of Assad standing down before the talks at a dinner afterwards. Not surprising.
No, because they have very much backed Assad to the hilt and made this a test case about the sovereignty of nations and the interference in the sovereignty of independent nations and so on. And so this is very much both a personal backing and also for them a point of principle. But there is still room for manoeuvre here, because even though Lakhdar Brahimi is saying, I understand Geneva to mean Assad does not take part in a transitional government, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't rule out initial contacts, initial negotiations taking place while Assad is still in his seat.
All this comes against the sort of backdrop of Israeli airstrikes against Syria. Do you think that's focused minds, and are we sort of, as a result, any closer to a political settlement?
It's hard to say whether Israel's intervention has done that directly. Obviously, it strengthens Brahimi's point, and it's clear for everyone to see that the longer this goes on, the more chance there is of it widening into a broader regional conflict. And the Iranian and Syrian threats of reprisals have underlined that further. So it does, in its own way, contribute to that sense of urgency. The trouble is that on both sides in the conflict, the fact that Israel has taken this step is not going to make any of them on their own more likely to enter into talks. So it strengthens the sense of urgency in the rest of the international community, but it doesn't necessarily strengthen the sense of urgency among the parties fighting the conflict.
Okay, Julian, thanks very much.
Okay.